Ionic Native Corporation's Aviation Services Wing is expanding its aircraft maintenance and cyber warfare business with the acquisition of a new facility in Mississippi. As APRN's Josh Edge reports, work will include an increased emphasis on drone technology.
Tyonic Native Corporation CEO James Hoffman says the company will focus on military intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance areas, in addition to unmanned aircraft systems, commonly referred to as drones.
It's quite an expanding field, and we feel its proximity to Mississippi State University, which is actually the center of excellence for all of the six other FAA unmanned facilities sprinkled around the United States.
The University of Alaska Fairbanks is a part of the FAA Center of Excellence for Unmanned Aircraft Systems. Hoffman says the facility will also be involved in aircraft maintenance, avionics, and other advanced modifications to aircraft engines and propellers. The Mississippi-based business will generate 26 new jobs this year and potentially another 150 jobs within the next 3 years. A new training program, beginning with two Tyonic shareholders, will be established at the facility. And Hoffman says that could lead to more jobs in Alaska.
And a potential springboard from there would be to take this template and move it into the Anchorage area so we could actually do the same thing up here that we're doing down there, which would enable us to hire many more of our shareholders.
Tyonic Native Corporation manages a swath of land on the west side of Cook Inlet in South Central Alaska, with 800 shareholders spread around the state and the lower 48. Tyonic Services Group has applied for 8A status for the facility, which Hoffman says typically takes between 8 to 10 months.
In the meantime, we'll support it with other entities working within the 8A realm to help support this area.
The 8A program allows small, disadvantaged businesses, which include those owned by Alaska Native corporations, to seek government contracts on a limited competition basis. Tyonic Service Group declined to disclose the purchase price of the facility. The company will be named Tyonic Services Overhaul Facility Stennis LLC. It's located at the Stennis International Airport in Kiln, Mississippi. In Anchorage, I'm Josh Edge.